Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. Oh my God. Happy Monday. It is week 8, day 1. For some of you, it's over, you know? See you running around out there.
Nah.
Flaunting your maskless face. You know, it's beauty. For the rest of us, we're scared, man. So you were going to do a weather? Let's get
sure.
Right to the
well,
news. I'm dying to hear.
The weather looks really good for this week. Like, it's going to be nice and getting increasingly warmer up till, I think, peaking on Friday in my area at 80 degrees, which
all
is
right.
Pretty darn warm. So the news is good weather-wise, whether or not that, you know, that's one of the indicators about whether or not you're going to stay inside or not.
Yep.
Unfortunately. So there's that. But yeah, good weather headed our way.
Nice.
All right. So
the Radio Alice Report.
This Alice Report is brought to you by your mom. Don't forget Mother's Day is coming up this Sunday, May 10th. Let us know what you're doing to celebrate your mom during this difficult time by texting us or email Bryn@RadioAlice.com. Your mom
sizzles.
Yeah, she does.
Yep.
Ellie.
Ha, Sandy.
No, well, come
Sandy
on.
Sandy sizzles, come on.
Okay, I'm getting uncomfortable. This is more fun to talk about when it's your mom.
Is it?
It is. Anyway, listen, let's begin with, it's like we're living in two separate universes. So one of the things that's happening is the American people, some American people have basically decided this quarantine ends now. And so the protests are on. You can see the people. I'm really curious how California is going to manage their feelings towards Gavin Newsom. I don't think he has, I don't think he can win.
No.
If he keeps people home and the economy tanks, then he's that guy. And if he sends everybody out and this sickness spreads in a way that devastates the population, then he loses there too.
It's an incredibly difficult political situation.
Right. Absolutely. And weirdly, they're saying that this is one of those things that if you're in a red state or you're in a state with good weather, that's where the pushback is coming from.
Republicans, if it sucks where you live, you just, you know, well, I'm fine inside.
And Florida and California, apparently, are the places that are saying, no, we're not going to do it.
Well, I
Apple's
hope
data
your
shows.
Nana doesn't die.
Say that again?
Well, I hope your Nana doesn't die.
Right. Apple's data shows traffic in the United States has doubled in the past 3 weeks. As many people have said, we're going back.
Mm.
We're getting back to things. Also, here in the Bay Area, and unfortunately, I had the story up, and then for some reason, it's not there now. But here in San Francisco, sorry, I'm not in San Francisco. I used to.
We broadcast from there. It's
right.
Fine. It's here in the
in
Bay Area.
San Francisco, where they have said we're taking over some of these hotels and we're going to give people who are homeless a safe place to stay, they're seeing that there has been a rush of homeless to San Francisco. People coming for their, where's my free hotel? And that is not entirely surprising because
no,
if you're giving out hotel rooms and someone doesn't have a place to stay, why wouldn't they?
Who
the problem
wanna,
will be right. when this becomes, when this ends and they send people back out into the streets, it looks like our homeless population will have grown. Well, it's hard to say by how much, but it will have grown and it's already out of control. So I don't know what to say about that. Yeesh. But I guess if you're offering free stuff, you shouldn't be surprised someone came from as far as in the story, it's as far as Bakersfield people are coming. You can't believe they'd be able to travel if they have no home and no money, but I guess people right. still can thumb a ride, right?
Sure. Hop a bus, you know. I thought that one of the requirements for getting one of these hotel rooms was you kind of had to be in the system already. So I wonder if...
Well, I don't know that all the...
earlier.
Yeah, I don't know how that information trickles down and if all of the information is getting to the people who would need it, but we're still getting travelers looking for their free room. So the bad news is they'll still be here when this is over and the rooms dry up.
Yay.
16% of Americans say they aren't sure they'll ever be totally comfortable going out in public again. This has changed their head in a way that they'll... I could see that. I can see how someone might be like, yeah, you can keep your hand. Nice to meet you.
Yep. And also, you'll never see my face because I got a mask on. And I'm always going to have it. Yeah. You know, I feel like that's... That is something that over time is going to... fade, provided that there aren't more outbreaks. You know what I mean? I think that, of course, we're all scared. Like, nobody wants this thing, and certainly no one wants to die from it or have someone they love die from it. Like, you know, I think most people can see the reasons why we've put in place some of the things we have. But I think that time is a great healer. Like, we forget. You know, enough time goes by, and that's why history repeats. We forget. Like, oh, we'll never do that again.
This is an unprecedented situation that no one in our lifetime... My mom's 72. She's like, I've never seen anything like this.
Nope.
So there's, you know, it's... But then that said, our government has failed, period. That's not about Republicans or Democrats. That's just flat out. We weren't ready for this, and we got caught with our pants down, and every move seems to have come with a back step. Oops, that's not the thing. This is the thing. And I've also heard, and I don't know this firsthand because I haven't been to a hospital, but I've heard that they have had to furlough workers because no one's going to the hospital for other things. But the COVID, even the COVID-19 wards aren't as busy as they were expected to be in some places. So
nobody wants to go to the hospital.
The response has been mixed.
I also heard, did you hear this thing about in early January, China was, this is a total conspiracy theory that I read this morning, but apparently they ordered mass quantities of masks and all kinds of surgery, you know, supplies, like the PPE stuff. And then they announced that they had this outbreak. So before they were talking about contagion, they bought the world supply of N95s.
I've heard a lot of stories about the origins of this. And it's, you don't know what to believe.
I know.
And that, again, is another situation where what are we supposed to do? As the general public, the lawsuits are flying, by the way, all over the United States. The lawsuits are flying. This is our healthcare workers are suing their hospitals. Cities are suing. Like it is. They're flying. Patients in. It's not an old folks home. What do you call them? I don't have the story in front of me.
Retirement home.
Whatever you want to call them. Those,
hospice.
Those
maybe.
Patients are suing. It's crazy how many places are able to say that wasn't handled correctly and they point right at something.
Right.
Anyway, parents with older kids have had it a little easier during the lockdown. You don't have to watch them every second.
Yeah,
here
for
is
sure.
a survey of 2,000 parents, and they found that 10 years old is when kids can play outside without an adult around. That's provided we're not in a pandemic. Your first allowance comes in at around 9 years old. Does that sound about right?
The 10 years old, when I was a kid, you know, I was out of the house much earlier than 10 years old.
Yeah, me too.
And I needed an allowance earlier than nine, too, you know. So those seem late to me. But, it seems like we're doing things a little different these days.
First phone, 11.
Yeah.
What do you mean,
It's earlier than you think.
What?
Like, my kids were on the, you know, when they were born, there weren't no smartphones and stuff. But by the time they were in middle school, they had, which would have been, like, around the
11 or 12, right?
Around the 2010, 2012. That was when they wound up with them. And then when one got one, the other, oh, you have to get older. And you know what? Frankly, it was easier. I could text them or call them and say, hey, I'm down the street. Meet me. You know, I'd pick them up from school. I wouldn't have to go through the school traffic. I'd be like, walk two blocks. You can use the exercise.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I don't
walking
walk
home
traffic.
From school, speaking of, alone, is also at age 11. Oh. That depends, I guess, on how close you are to the school.
Yeah.
First sleepover at a friend's house happens at age 12. First job is 13, like babysitting or paper route or I shine shoes, which sounds super old-timey, but it's what I did. That was my first gig. Staying home alone, 13.
Oh.
These ages sound correct to you or no?
That sounds even old to me, too. I was leaving my kids home alone. Like, go to supermarket when they were, 11 and 9, maybe. Maybe even earlier. I'm going down the street. You'll be fine. They weren't good. But my kids are good. They weren't going to light the house on fire. Hopefully they still won't.
Yeah, I don't. I took a walk around the block with the baby while my six-year-old sat here. And the missus was like, you left her alone? Well, yeah, she's watching TV. What is the problem? You know, I told her don't light the house on fire, and then I went for a walk with the baby.
That's all you have to do. Just tell them not to burn the place down.
What's the problem? She's like, she's six. What are you kidding?
She's almost seven. And she's a bright kid, you know? She's not going to do anything to hurt herself. She's watching her show. She's like, yeah, get out of here.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought...
How long were you gone? 20 minutes?
At the most. I walked around the block.
Yeah, I don't know. I come from a sensibility that's a lot different than a lot of parents these days. I used to get letters all the time from people saying, you did what? I'm like, yeah, like 3 years later than I did it. Kidding me? My mom would take naps in the afternoon, and the three of us would run wild. I had this freaking leaky rowboat that we used to take out just in the middle of this gigantic pond that we live by. Like, I mean, I swear to God, I almost drowned 50 freaking times before I was 9 years old.
And here you still are.
And I'm here, you know?
Right.
We used to ice skate. The freaking ice would be cracking under our feet. My dog fell through one time. Like, I mean, my childhood was looking back on it. It's like, yikes. Well, I'm glad I lived. What's happening? What's going on here?
Well, right now, as you've been so happy to point out each time I'm not fully on camera, I only have half your face. So I was trying
to see. Half of my face?
Yeah, half your face.
Oh, I am fully in the camera frame. I have had nothing but your nose down the whole morning.
What?
Yeah. So are we all on horizontal?
No.
Yeah, I thought we agreed we were all going to go on horizontal, you guys. All right, I'll turn it vertical. Jesus.
Are you vertical, Bryn?
I am, but I think there's
a
way
to
do...
I can see you. I thought you guys said last week I got to be on...
Sheesh.
I thought the horizontal was the new way. Jesus, you guys.
Well, sorry.
Now I have all of you.
Oh, look at that.
I've only had the very top of Bryn's head and your nose down the whole morning.
Well, that's why I had to bring it up. You've been yelling at us for it all day. I'm looking at you going, hey, that's half your face.
Yeah, listen, I don't... Someone needs to tell me before, like, whatever we're going to do that day, horizontal or vertical, let me know.
Well, my problem is horizontal, the phone falls down, and then you yell at me for not being in the shot. At least vertical, the phone stays where it's supposed to.
Yeah, I'm fine with vertical. I don't care. Bryn was the one who was like, no, we got to go horizontal. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
He's got the gout. Yeah. Leave him be.
I do have the gout. Leave me
be. Oh, you poor thing. That's right. I forgot. I should stop bitching at you.
On average, I do this story because when I first met Sarah, she was like, I have 8 alarms. There's an alarm goes off. I hit snooze, then another one. Then I have one across the room and then there's one. And I used to just think the guy that sleeps next to her is hearing all these too. And she's like, wow. I understand it. It takes what it takes. Mm-hmm. The average American has 2 alarms. So it's not unheard of to be like, I need to hit snooze twice. And people are saying they stay in bed almost an extra full 30 minutes hitting snooze.
Yeah, I'm 30 minutes about, just about. I definitely, I'm way better than I used to be because I'm also just much more religious about when I'm going to bed. I hit snooze twice and then my iPhone goes off across the room.
And those 2 snoozes are to ease you out of sleep.
Just
and into
so
your
that
day.
I can know that it's coming.
The average person sets 2 different alarms each day. We change our alarm times on average 38 times a year. Only 1 in 4 still uses a traditional alarm clock instead of their phone. The phone has become the number one alarm clock.
Yeah, I use a traditional. I've used the same one I've had that thing since I was a kid. And it's jangly and ugh. And I hit it twice, and then my phone's across the room. I suppose I could use my iPad, but I have an iPad for my reading.
With all of your upgraded decorations and furnishings and paint jobs and everything, somewhere in that room
is an ugly
the alarm
white
clock
alarm
you've
clock.
Had for 40 years?
Had it for a really long time.
I'm
definitely
surprised.
Yeah, it's a well just like and the other thing I like about it is that it's it's digital red numbers, so like if I look at it in the middle of the night it doesn't like wake, you know, I can see it. I like to have the big numbers glowing at me, you know. I like to know what time it is, how much more time I get to sleep.
The top things we skip when we wake up late include making the bed, making breakfast, making coffee, or brushing our teeth.
Please don't skip brushing your teeth. I would never make my bed first thing in the morning. Get the hell out of there. And
the
I would never skip making coffee either. Yikes.
I know. You gotta have the coffee. The number one reason we wake up in a bad mood is not getting enough sleep. And the number one reason that happened, because we stayed up too late watching TV.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't. I haven't
I never
done
wake
that.
Up in a good mood, though. Even if I got 12 hours of sleep, I'm always like, until I get my coffee.
You're growly Pete.
Yeah, cranky.
Only
cranky
like
Pete.
Growly Pete is a character in Trolls World Tour.
Oh,
I was gonna say only the people who've spent a considerable amount of money on a rental would understand that joke, and only people with kids would have done that. So, sorry.
It's quite all right.
Very small audience for that gag. 2/3 say it's easier to get up if you have something exciting to look forward to, and 3 and 4 say that having a morning routine also helps.
I always just tell myself this is the worst moment. In 2 seconds, you won't even be thinking about it. You'll be brushing your teeth and washing your face and, you know, brushing your hair, putting on you'll be over it. You'll be off in your day.
What does it feel like? Does it feel like a hangover or something? I can't relate at all, the waking up grumpy thing. I
just
still grumpy.
Tired. I'm just like, it's that feeling that I could just lay back down and go right back to sleep. You know, just I know you wake up all jolly. That's weird.
Yeah, it's the best feeling I have all day is right when I wake up.
Oh, God. I always feel like I got the worst moment of the day out of the way first thing. That's good.
I feel bright and shiny, and nothing has ruined what I got going on. I feel incredible. And then it starts. You know, you step on something stupid that shouldn't be on the floor, and then then you hit the scale.
I'm sorry.
And
that's actually weird to have their best moment of the day at the first thing, because, you know, it's just going downhill. For me, I know it's going uphill. Wait, it's going
up?
What? I don't know. It's getting better? I don't know. Going uphill doesn't sound all that fun, does it?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't sound like the right way to describe that. Anyway, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with somebody who has so much money that they turned down $100 million to do 2 hours of work.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.